How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Friday edition of the Damien's Advocate. I am Damien. That over there is Coach Sarah. That is my advocate. And we are coaches. We are life coaches, personal development coaches. And we are actually been talking for weeks now about dating in this new realm of the swipe right culture after a divorce, because the two of us are divorced and we do not like this new dating realm we're a part of. So we try to break down a lot of different topics in terms of how people date now, what the practices are, and give us, not to say it's a back in my day kind of description, but what we like and what we kind of don't really want to bother with in terms of the new dating realm. So find the show, as always, like I tell everybody, at Damon G Show. You'll find me at Coach _ Girl Friday. You'll find Sarah, and our show Instagram is Damon's Advocate. I think I've hit all the charts. And yes, you can find this, the podcast version, when we get around to editing it. That's my job. To post to anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. Shout out to Free Play. Save the arcade. Go to patreon.com/freeplay and look at all the tiers, to quote Mike B, the tiers of options. And shout, I'd like to think we had a small bit of help with that, since they got a big influx of patrons today. So shout out to Free Play Arcade and everybody we know and love there. Now that we got those pleasantries out of the way, Sarah, you're gonna drive the bus today. I told you off air, you are going to drive this bus. I am just chilling in the front seat while you drive the bus.
You know how I drive, right?
Yeah, crazy. That's why I have to usually hold on for dear life, because you drive like a mad person.
I drive like a Texan. To be clear,
you drive like a mad person.
Maybe.
No, there is maybe. No maybe.
I don't know. I've never been in an accident.
Because you're speeding past everything to avoid them, because you probably caused them.
I did. Never caused an accident, I don't think.
In front of you, maybe behind you.
Listen here, sassy pants. Listen here.
Drive the damn bus.
All right, I'm driving. I'm taking the wheel. So you posted something today,
yes,
which actually was funny, because we talk about you, how like we have started dressing the same way, with like unintentionally we show up and we're wearing the same thing, and apparently our
colors.
Minds
colors. Colors.
No, you wear a cute little dress sometime, the exact same.
First off, I don't got the legs to pull off a nice dress. I got a butt. I got some hips, but I ain't got no legs for that. So I'm an ostrich. More arms and legs, like a squid.
Yeah, no, we've been dressing. It's weird because he'll show up wearing the same colored shirt as me. And you did that yesterday. You walked out. You were wearing this green shirt and jeans. I'm like, why are you wearing that? I'm literally wearing the same thing. Anyways. Why I bring that up is our brains have been in the same spot, apparently. And you posted something today on your Facebook about chasing people. It was a joke, because you're like, chase you? It was like, I don't even chase my alcohol, which I don't either. And I was thinking about that today and yesterday, about how we chase people and how we get interested in someone and we like try to set up a date or try to set up something and it falls through and it like destroys our life. I've been guilty of this in the past, not anymore.
How so?
Itty bitty, teeny tiny, before like Sarah was married kind of person. Like, oh yeah, I really like you. You're not into me. Oh, I'm destroyed. Like my worth was in if they liked me or not, kind of thing.
I understand now.
Yeah. And chasing their affirmation and chasing their, oh, I like you too, kind of thing. Because your girl has a history of liking people, only people who aren't interested in her.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to dive into that one right now.
Oh no, we're not going to touch that one today?
No, after alcohol, we can go into that one.
Got you.
yeah. So I wanted to talk about chasing a partner. Like, how many of you guys do that? Like, how many of you guys if someone rejects you or just isn't as interested in you, it like destroys your week.
What?
Like, it destroys your week. Like if someone's not interested in you that you are interested in.
Like whom? Give me an example here.
Like people in general, like, okay. I don't know. Let me think. I'm going to use Tommy's name because I was talking with Tommy yesterday. Tommy's got a girlfriend.
Tommy W?
Tommy W.
Okay.
He fixed Q-Bert yesterday, so I have a lot of appreciation for him today. Say Tommy is interested in this girl. Give me a name. Give me a female name. Karen.
Cindy.
Cindy's better. Cindy's definitely better.
It's a better deli, too.
That is a great deli. Anyways, Tommy's interested in Cindy. And he's going after, flirting, chasing her, and she's just... She lets him know, yeah, I don't want to date you. And it destroys the person. Destroys Tommy. Tommy is upset. Tommy goes home and drinks. Tommy goes home and eats ice cream. I don't know. I don't know what guys do when...
Time out. Wait a minute. Are you lumping Tommy here in with all these chick flick situations where you go
the other way around? Let's switch this around. Tommy's the prize. Cindy's interested in Tommy. Okay.
Come on now.
Cindy's interested in Tommy. Cindy's flirting. Cindy's tickling. Cindy's doing all these things.
Tickling. Inside joke for like three people.
Cindy is trying to get Tommy's attention and Tommy's just like, yo, you're just not my type. I don't know. Like, you're not my type. And Cindy goes home and eats ice cream and drinks wine and is destroyed and questions who she is and her worth. At least this is what women do. I don't know what men do.
Let me tell you what I've done. Whenever I've younger Damien, pre-awoken Damien, he would blast Coheed and Cambria music, or what's a more emo rock? Give me some more emo rock. Oh, Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff, because you were in the car with me when I've been angry, and Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff is a perfect getting over heartbreak, not to be confused with heartbeat, heartbreak, and yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. And then you start looking for a heartbeat.
Oh, I started looking for viscosity at that point, but that's besides the point.
Gross. Anyways, yeah, that's, I don't know how men handle it, but it, you question yourself, right? Usually, sometimes when you're not.
Never do.
Well, good
not,
for
not
you.
Not anymore. I used I to. Anymore. I used to.
I used to. Okay, I don't anymore either. I used to, but I still believe a lot of people do. They still like will let it destroy them for a while and have this heartbreak because they're looking for that heartbeat. And now that song is stuck in my freaking head. Thank you, Damien Gracia. Yeah, I believe we need to go out into the dating world completely detached, which sounds, I think, is. Completely detached. I think that's healthy.
Detached how?
Detached in, all right, in this date, if it goes good, if it goes bad, if they show up, they don't show up, doesn't matter.
You just doesn't take it mean, as is.
Just take it as is. Because why are we going to put so much value into a date? Is that really, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. One date. Yeah, one date. Dating and relationships are not our value.
And we talk about this all the time. And I know I said I was going to let you drive the bus. I just want to make, you know, one or two points on my end here. Chasing anybody. You can chase your dreams. That's fine. Chase after your pet if they ran away. Cool. Or even your kids. If you have kids and they run away, chase after them. Like, no, don't do that. Yeah. But you never, ever under a million types of circumstances, or even in a billion years, chase after another human being, because that is something we like to call the lack mindset. Mm-hmm. That basically tells the world and yourself and your soul and spirit that you don't believe that you can benefit from the abundance of options if people want to walk out of your life. This could be personal relationships. This can be romantic relationships. My father, I love you to death, Dad, used to say this phrase about the doorknob hitting you on the way out. You know, they want to leave, I'll hold the door open for them, and I'm not going to chase them. Mm-hmm. What's the point?
This is the biggest lesson I've been learning this week, and it's not just like with relationships, but it definitely applies with relationships, is everything is on borrowed time. Everything is temporary. Even if you're like planning on being with this person for the rest of their life, your time with them is borrowed. It is temporary because you have no idea what'll happen. You have no idea. They could leave. God forbid, death could happen. Even if you're together for 52 years, unless you have this magical notebook ending where you crawl up in bed and die at the same time, which, you know, is the dream, right? But that is very, 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 very unlikely. It's borrowed.
First off,
what?
Damien doesn't like the thought of dying in general because I like food too much. So I don't really like the thought of dying because I don't miss out on food and drink. Secondarily, why would I want to die at the same time as my partner?
That
is so clear. I don't.
I do.
They can go first.
I do because especially if you've built a life with them for so long and then they're gone, it's like shocking. Like, what do you
mean? That means I won the bet.
You won the bet.
That's exactly what that means. It means I won the bet. If my partner dies before me, I won the bet because my partner and I are going to make a bet about this. You watch How I Met Your Mother. We have these prop bets.
So I did that, except I was like, I wanted to be the first one to die because I don't handle death very well. I don't think anyone does, but I struggle because I'm so selective to my people who are close to me. It's hard. I'm like, it's like starting all over.
You literally just said 2 minutes ago about detachment.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You're telling me now you're attached.
I know. Listen, it's what I'm working on. I didn't say working on it this week.
Got it.
Shit. Don't call me on my bullshit. Actually, please do. Always call me on my bullshit.
That's what I do.
Yes, don't be like me. Do as I say, not as I do.
Chris Delp already Delp's off to a great start. Damien is going to make up for lost times in that old folks home. Don't leave Ethel around me, I tell y'all.
Gross. Oh, you know what?
Ethel, Esmeralda, Consuela. When I'm 70, if I'm still single, Miriam, because that sounds like an old lady name. Miriam, we're going to get down in that old folks home. Just you wait. Weren't you the one that told me about chlamydia in old folks home, Sarah? Mm.
Yeah.
Or to quote Mike B, was it chlamydities?
Chlamydities. The Zelda disease.
Yes, chlamydity. But I digress, Sarah. So in terms of knowing the value, we talk about this like all the time, knowing your value. Because I could take you back to 2006. There was little Damien in 2006. Little Damien, even though I stopped growing probably at 2002, but that's
like 28
the
point. Then.
Yeah, well, compared to now, not so. Younger Damien, you happy now? God dang it. Yes, Chris, thank you for the slow clap. I was crushed where my graduate school girlfriend, you know, we broke up via a Facebook message. And yeah, man. Broke up, Facebook message, a text message shortly thereafter. Tears, man. Tears. And I'm not talking about tier threes or tier twos like Mike B. I'm talking about actual tears coming down my face. And this is like the whole simpitude of Damien back then, because I was still trying to get her back. I was still trying to win her affection. I think I told you about this. We broke up and then she wound up dating a person in the medical field shortly thereafter.
I don't know that you have.
Okay. So that was chasing. And another part of the chasing was when they had a problem, who did she call? The good guy to save the problem.
No. And
I'll never forget. And I'm going to yell at him if I go back in time. She was wasted at a club. Her man went there. But you know who was there? Good guy Damien was there. And me and my boy helped carry her back to her apartment because she was wasted. Yep. Stupid. That's what happens when you chase people. Stupid.
Yeah. Do not be that guy. Or don't gal. Be the old Damien or gal. Don't be that one that is there only for comfort.
Emergencies.
Backup. That's a backup Billy.
Mm-hmm. And I was one. I, without question, was a backup Billy, and I am reformed backup Billy. Sarah, you have seen it. You have seen it where women have literally thrown it in my direction and want me to chase them, and I don't. I let them keep walking.
Yeah.
Lauren says, don't be like Mike B. Okay, I won't be like Mike B with my 10 tiers of lady friends.
Yeah.
Don't chase.
Yo, it's bad. What was it the other day at the bar? There was a girl there with her boyfriend. With her boyfriend. Literally throwing at you. And I walked away. I straight up was like, I made it very evident that I was disgusted and groaned and said, fuck this, and walked off. Because I was like, this is, your man's right over there. He's distracted with video games and you're over here. Nah, lost of respect.
Remember what I told you about Damien working in Funko Land GameStop?
Yes, I know.
What I said.
I know. I've told people that story. It's so funny and so bad.
Okay. I guess Chris missed that part. We said, what is chasing? Basically, when you're chasing after someone who either A, is lukewarm towards you, or doesn't really like you, but you keep trying and you keep failing, and it's repeating insanity over and over again, hoping that they'll change their mind. Think of it.
Yeah.
We're going to make it like a sitcom. Think of it. Steve Urkel, Laura Winslow, for anyone who used to watch Family Matters. That boy chased and changed who he was, became Stefan, made a damn cool machine to make himself cool, had a perfectly good Myra Monk house over here, but was still chasing Laura Winslow until the end of the show.
Do you know why men chase? Do you know where that belief that they needed to chase came from?
Supposedly we like the hunt, right? Is that's kind of where it comes from?
Maybe. I get that. I get the wanting the hunt. I thought maybe because of Disney and movies that, oh, one day she'll notice my worth and value.
Well, that too. That's part of it.
I get the chase can be fun. I get that. But don't put your worth and value in it, if that makes sense. If you don't get the deer, you don't get the 10-point stag. All right, there's more deer out there. Listen, I just showed some of old Sarah.
Is this a hunting reference? Big buck hunter that is going to be a free play Fort Worth this weekend. Come play it.
We'll be there. Right?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I showed my childhood there. You saw a glimpse.
Have you ever hunted before?
That's a Thanksgiving tradition, deer hunting.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Just go out to the house. Oh my God, we're going to go down this road. It's one of my best memories, honestly. I've never shot or killed a deer, okay? I've never shot and killed an animal. But that way we go out to the camp house that my great grandparents built, and the whole family's there. We go explore the Big Thicket, which is down south Texas. Leave me alone. It's called the Big Thicket. We have campfires. We eat amazing, fattening, not good for you southern food. So many pies, so much stuffing. And the men go out hunting, deer hunting. And we tell stories about the catch meddler and all these ghost stories. And it's a great time. And then that's my childhood memory, is a deer being hung upside down in front of the camp house as they drain the blood before we eat it.
This sounds like a horror movie, and I want no part of it. All you have to do is substitute deer for humans, and you have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
And we don't want that.
It's my childhood Thanksgiving. We no longer own that camp house.
Well, kyuk yuk to y'all, but no.
Jerk. No.
That is a very kyuk yuk sounding holiday.
Listen, New York. This is
back on topic here on Damon's Advocate. So Mariella in the chat says, from olden times, men court women, and that is a practice that needs to go.
Courting. Why do you say that?
By courting, I mean the old school way of you ever seen the Copper Tone Baby?
Yes.
Yeah, that face, that face you made right there. It's like, tee-hee. Oh, hello, fair sir. Oh, yes, you damsel in distress. Yes, that bullshit.
Yeah,
I know. That's nauseating. That's gotta go.
How's that going?
Well, because what? Okay. Full disclosure, Sarah and I are in a group of eligible Dallas bachelors and bachelorettes, and their thoughts and views on dating are not like ours, and it is quite antiquated. So long crazy. Story short, all that courting stuff, because I put it out there this week. I said, when you hear the word courting, what comes to mind? And it's everything about chivalry, but the old school chivalry. They paid the bill, he pays my bills. He always pays. It's always about money, by the way.
That's not courting.
According to these women, it is.
Oh, stupid. I'm sorry.
So Mariella says now times are starting to change because women are chasing men. And you know what? Damn right. It's about damn time. By the way, ladies, September is Take a Man Out to Dinner Month. If you haven't done that yet, take a man out on a date, please. You'll be doing me and my male species a big favor. What up, Topher? Nice to see you again. He's probably drinking tequila right now at 2:30 in the
afternoon. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Here's the thing. So you are all about taking a woman out on coffee for a first date, right?
Damn right.
So is that the same? Take a man out on first date. Take him out for coffee.
Look, man, I am not complicated. You want to give me a slice of pizza? You want to buy me one beer or a what is that thing I like to drink? The nitro cold brew? We good. And some conversation? We good. Listen,
I'll take someone out for coffee. I'll do that. I'll buy someone a drink. That's about it. I ain't taking them on this big extravagant date. I don't expect men to do that to me. Actually, I had a guy ask me out on a date and what I wanted to do. I was like, just coffee. He was like, that's it? I was like, yes. That's safe. It's safe for me. I do not like big extravagant. I do, but not for a first date. We got on a discussion about this in that cringy page about
bringing flowers on a date?
On a first date? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, Mariella, I don't know what chapion means, so if you can kind of break that down for me, please.
Do any of you bring flowers on a first date? First of all, no, for me at least. I can only speak for myself. No. No. One, I'm allergic to like most flowers, especially
you are. You
are. I'm allergic to most flowers. So it would be a terrible date. I did have a guy, this creeped me out though. He did drop by Easter lilies on my front porch one time. You know this person.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. And I was like, they texted me, did you get my flowers? I was like, yes. Do you love them? They smell so lovely. I'm like, I am extremely allergic to Easter lilies. But thanks for the thoughts. Like, I don't know. So.
There you go. All the Chris's. Nope. Never flowers on the first date. Nope. There you go.
Yeah, I'm not anti-flowers, but for a first date, that's a little... Honestly, it'd be a turnoff for me. I'm like, what are you doing? I question everyone's motive, though. I don't know if that's healthy or not. I'm like, what do you want? Why did you bring me flowers? That's too much. You're doing too much. Why? What do you want?
I know, because you're naturally suspicious. This is why I always say you are a New Yorker in disguise, because you trust no one, which I greatly appreciate.
I'm pretty sure in a past life I was Rockefeller. So, a Rockefeller.
So, where's my money?
I said in a past life. So, and I lived in my past life.
Okay, so that phrase is a term Spanish people use when women use men to pay their bills, clothes, etc. No, so sugar daddy. No.
You know, no. If my dating keeps going the way that it's going, I'm this close to getting a sugar daddy. This close. So just screw it.
Delp says he brings flowers randomly, but want that to be a sign that I'm more interested than just let's talk over coffee. Yeah.
See, that's fine. I get that. I get that. I 100% get that.
Okay, Mr. Delp, I'm going to read this and I want Sarah's opinion. This is what he does. 100% yes to a coffee date. Subsequent dates, I start keeping a list. Mention you like pretty teddy bears, pink teddy bears, and tequila. Then I write that down, and at some point, I bring that. Sarah.
Yes.
We love Chris Delp. What do we think about that?
I love that. I honestly love that because to me, specifically, that means you heard me.
Yes, he listened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is a big deal to me that I was heard. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, I don't know if that's for most women though. I gotta think. That probably is. Most humans want to be heard.
Yes.
And understood. And that's one of the biggest things I've learned in my journey of becoming a coach is actually listening to people, validating what they're feeling and understanding where they're coming from, because most people just want to be heard. Regardless if you agree with them or not, it's a matter of like, all right, I understand where you're coming from. I validate that. Maybe look at it this way kind of thing. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I like that. I like that. Like with friendships, that's great. Like I did this with you the other day. Cause you're like, you've been like, oh, I wish Free Play had wings. I want wings. I've just been wanting wings. So I was like, all right, you know what? I brought you some wings because was something I did. And so it's something to do with people you care about in general, relationships. Hear them, write it down. I love the idea of that. I love the idea. Not on a first date, but yeah.
That's the point I wanted to get across. You may talk a little or a lot, but I'm, air quotes, with you, then I am listening. So he's being attentive, he's being present. Man, being present, that scores you so many points with humans and women and men, just being present in the conversation and just picking up on little cues and little thingamajigs like that, that for me, just as a human, is pretty damn good.
Yeah. It's a lot of people really struggle with being present. It's something I've honestly had to work on because my ADD is rampant and just like this. It's important with humans. I've had... There's people like that I've been in a past relationship with that I wasn't present with. That was my shortcoming. And they see me now being present with other people and they're like, well, how come I never got that? I'm like, I wasn't the person who I am now. Being present is important. It can make and break a relationship.
Delp says seems like a low bar. Seems, you know, like there was a low bar.
It does seem like a low bar, but you would be so shocked how many people don't reach that bar. Just to listen. So what is that? That's exactly what I bought him right there.
Mm-hmm. I don't even gotta say anything. That's what she bought.
Yep. That's what I got. That exact garlic farm.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I knew
because you were calling him, you were making fun of him for the plain buffalo wings, and he's like, you that's because of you, Chris. I knew what to get him.
So she paid attention.
I paid attention. I was present in that moment. I was also scarfing down pizza. That was fantastic. It was really good pizza, by the way.
Oh, that vegan pizza we had? Or did I have that?
You had the vegan. I just had a vegetarian pizza. Oh, I had the real cheese.
Pretty damn good, man. Let me tell you. Okay. Before we keep it moving, I forgot to ask you this off air, so I'm going to surprise you and ask you on air. How's the online dating going?
It sucks. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. So much. So, so much. I'm already done with it. I hate it. It's not a fear thing. It is just so cringy. I was with you the other day when I'd talked to some guy online for a while and I finally gave him my phone number. And then I woke up to a text message. One, mind you, I was pissy. because I'm not a morning person. Nope. Just to be clear, hadn't eaten. You were dragging me to the gym, and I wasn't thrilled about it. And then I got this text message of neediness that I threw my phone and said, I'm done with dating. I hate it. You would be so surprised how many super needy men there are. Like, need the constant texting back and forth. And I'm like, you're talking the wrong girl. Not your girl. They literally, I was like, I'm not a clingy person. And they're like, but what if I want you to be clingy? I'm like, yeah.
Whoa. What if I want you to be clingy?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Get out of here with that.
Uh-huh. I was like, well, wrong girl. Like, if you need some codependency, not here. No. That actually makes me more nauseous than anything. I'd rather have Eiffel Tower pictures.
Lauren, you want a needy man? Because it says she's never met a needy man before. Where are they at?
Why do you want a needy? No, you don't want one. You got no. You know what? I'll send you his number. You can just. God damn it. No, you don't want one. No. No.
What'd the message say?
Shoot. It was some. What was it? There was two. There's two specific guys that were super needy. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was.
But was it Mike B?
You know, I hope not. I respect Mike B a little bit. Just a little bit. He's tier three, so.
Oh, he's tier three. So Chris and Lauren, be sure to tell Mike B that he's tier three and salve his eyes.
Oh, man.
That's another thing. Look, you know what? While we're on that subject of tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Do people have dating tiers?
Oh, yeah.
Like, legitimately have dating tiers?
I believe that. Well, we talked about it. We didn't talk about it. The video you sent me with Mediocre Tutorial, MTR, our favorite YouTuber, he talks about having, like, okay, he has these women that are like, all right, I'm not going to treat you that well. There's no need to treat you that well because you're not that high quality of a person. You're just for the viscosity. And then there's other tiers where he's like, you're actually someone I could build a life with when
it's
I'm ready.
Rotation.
Writing.
I think it's called rotation.
Mm-hmm. Rotation, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. But
nah, he's grown out of his sliding into free play barkeep DMs days. So does Mike B normally slide into bartenders' DMs? Is that something
he's
I have
not
to
slid
ask
into mine. He's not slid into my DMs.
Oh, man. Okay, wait a minute. Have you ever in your life slid into another man's DMs not on a dating app?
No.
Okay.
I think. No. No, not with the intent of dating. That makes sense. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking really hard.
So was it just sex?
No, not even that.
You said dating. It wasn't dating, so it must have been sex.
Not with the event. I've slid into someone's DMs to like an old friend to check in, like, hey, I saw you were struggling, like, how's life? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That not the hey, what are you up to? We should really get together sometime and like I don't know, rekindle a... I don't know. I don't do that.
You have pickup lines, Sarah? You don't have any pickup lines.
Hang on just a second.
While Sarah is dealing with a kitty situation, let's just say really quick that yes, there are ways to talk to people in the DMs that don't require you to sound all cringy and creepy. You could actually have a nice conversation with somebody in the DMs.
I've never, okay, so like we're part of those dating groups. I have not slid into anyone's DMs there. No one's.
I've slid into one. This one. She's the red flag I was telling you about.
Ah, you finally did it?
Oh, I took the plunge, yeah.
Oh, there you go. We'll dive into that one later.
That's an off-topic conversation, y'all. That's for the after 9 o'clock crowd. But okay, so if a man is chasing you, let's go all the way back to the beginning talking about chasing. Where's the line between interest and chasing desperation? Like, where does that line lay with you?
I think it depends on each individual person and how they feel. Like, you can let someone know you're interested and continuing to let them know you're interested, but if it's going to make you feel less of a person, I think that's when you're chasing. Like, if your value is in it, that's when you're chasing. But if you're like, hey, I just want to make it clear I'm interested in you, and you're like, okay, cool, well, I'm not interested, all right, move on. Hey, just by the way, I'm still interested. Okay, well, still not interested. Okay, cool, move on. Like, it depends on how much value you put into it. If it's going to stop you, if you have given up all other women for that one woman, I think that's chasing.
Oh, you mean talking to other women beside that one woman?
Like, yeah, like if you stop talking to all other women and stop chasing or dating all other women because you want that one woman, that's definitely chasing, I feel.
No, that's fair. It's basically putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yep.
That's all.
That's a bad idea.
That's all it is. Personally, I've said before, I don't chase. I have my rules. I have my rules I abide by. If they are not adhered to, bye. See you later.
I had a question for you, Damien, because we talked about your post-grad school breakup via Facebook and text. Have you ever done that to a woman, sir?
Wait, hold on. Chris says he's never chased by Sarah standards. Okay.
Cool.
What was your question? Sorry.
It is a bad idea. Have you ever ended a relationship with a female via text or messenger?
Yes. Yes, I have. And you know who it is too, so shut up. You know exactly who it is, so shut up. Oh, you jerk. You said that on purpose.
I did. Nah, Chris, you be you.
Don't be me, Chris. Don't be me.
Don't,
please,
I mean,
don't be me. Did you refer to me as Tito on air, by the way?
Did I refer to you as Tito?
Yes, you did.
You are. You should see, when Damien drinks too much Tito's vodka, he becomes Tito all over again. We have to watch that one.
So on the topic of just dating again here on Damien's Advocate, thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. Just really quickly. People like to talk about what they deserve. Holding out for what they think they deserve in a relationship. Holding out for the job they think they deserve. Holding out for whatever they think they're owed or deserved. Now, I was watching a podcast recently called The Roommates. I'm not really fond of their work, but they do have the occasional odd, interesting nuggets of information. And they had a dating coach on, a female dating coach, which is an oxymoron if you really want to be technical, depending on who you talk to in the interwebs. How does female dating coaches relate to men is what you'll come across a lot of.
What if she's a female dating coach for females?
That's what I'm saying. That's what you didn't even let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
Way to jump off the bridge here. She predominantly works with women. Up until recently, she said she can no longer work with women as a dating coach because the women she worked with had too high of expectations and they felt that they deserved too much. And she came to this epiphany because she was dating someone who kept her on the hook for a while, who happened to be affluent, who had seven figures, lived the lavish lifestyle down in Atlanta. And if anyone knows Atlanta, like Dio knows Atlanta, it's a hotbed down there for those with means. Mm-hmm. And once that relationship ended, or yam cakes, I don't know which one it really was. She kind of was coy about it, but it might have been a sexual relationship.
She ended it because there wasn't.
Yes, you read that one. Okay. So what wound up happening was they tried to hook her up with another guy, and her innate response was, ooh, I don't know about him. He has a Ford Explorer as a car. So she caught herself. Well, no, her best friend, have called her on it and said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Since when do you have a track history of caring about what a man drives?" And she realized, because she pulled that 1.9, she has now changed her expectations to only go after nines. I've seen men do this all the time. They get the odd banana thrown at them in terms of just like, yeah, I'll throw you one. Where like a 9 will date down to a 7 just on looks. And then he just thinks he's gonna pull 9s, even though he's maybe a 6 or a 5, because he's got a good personality, all that jazz. But he'll say he deserves to date 9s. I know one dude in particular, and ironically enough, his name is Chris.
Wow, we know so many Chris.
Another guy named Chris. He literally told me and my ex-wife, he would say, yeah, I know I should be dating, you know, the nice librarian type girl, but I really like these trashy redhead types. Like, that's my type.
Me too, man. Me too. And I don't even like women. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But he was in no position to be dating the redhead 9. None. Overweight. Didn't make a lot of money. Not that that should matter. And he was a bit acerbic as a human.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
So we watch all these videos about how men should not lower their standards.
No one should. Go ahead. I was going to say no one should have.
They also talk about how women have way too high of standards. Where's the line?
By the way, Delp in the chat, what you're saying is I'm maybe a 6 or a 5. High five is mirror. Listen, Delp, I'm a straight man and I could say this. You have game. You have boatloads of game. You are smooth on so many levels you don't even know, bro. So no, my friend, you are not a 5 or 6. You are above that. So I'm going to high five the camera for that. Just want to let y'all know that. Chris Delp has game.
Chris, yes, Delp, Lauren, has game.
Delp game. Delp game.
What was your question? One of my favorite stories about Delp is how his game on Killer Queen. How he just gets one attractive woman around him. And I love it.
This is true. This is true. He literally will bring girls into playing video games and they will gravitate to him. And you turn around, he's got like a harem of girls around him. You don't need a pickup line. You don't need a pickup line.
Okay, back to my question.
Masked fan in the chat on Twitch says, some of us just want their spouse to listen to them. Is that too much to ask? I'm saying though.
I feel this one. This is what we were talking about, being present and actually listening. Actually listening. Trying to understand what exactly they're saying. That's a matter of having good communication. And building that communication takes work and time and effort. Actual effort. I'm not gonna go on my effort thing that today. I'm a little spicy about effort today. But yeah, supposedly Delpsy feels like it's a low bar, but a lot of people do not hit that bar. And it's something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. I got it wrong. It's called a team, not a harem. My apologies. Team Delp.
Team Delp. Yes. Supposedly it's a lot harder. Communication's hard. Part of it's having someone that you can stop. I can't focus today. It's Friday. This is off the rails. So stupid.
For all you listening, Mike B is one of our near and dear friends from Free Play Community, and you can catch him and Delp actually on Twitch from 12 to 1 Monday through Friday, where they talk a lot of nonsense and outdated video game and wrestling news and
my favorite Twitch show. or whatever. I don't know. That's the only thing I follow on Twitch.
Seems like there's a, okay. Seems like talk between the sexes is like English and French.
Yes. 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 Blake, see? Yes.
Okay. In my interactions with the female species, a lot of them don't understand that I am actually upfront. When they think I'm actually trying to play fuckboy games, when in reality, I'm telling you, what I don't want and what I'm willing to give. There's no secret. There's no lie. There's no, I'm keeping you on the hook. That's on you if you felt misled. That's not on me.
Yup. Actually, it's one of the main reasons I'm friends with you. And actually, my closest friends are pretty darn blunt with me because I prefer it. I'm not good at playing games. I'm not good at guessing what you're trying to say. That was a huge issue in my marriage too. It was these hints that were dropped. I'm not going to pick up on them. I will not pick up on them, which is probably why I'm struggling in the dating game, but I don't care. I'm not going to pick up on these hints. And I know that a lot of females do these hint dropping that you're just supposed to guess and catch, and it doesn't. I will tell you, men aren't going to pick up on them. I'm a very blunt and forward person as well. I'm going to tell you how it is, which also seems to be in the dating realm a little unattractive for a woman.
Dropping hints?
No, being blunt.
Well, because most men aren't used to women basically saying what's on their mind in a given moment. They're used to the marionette games where the vast majority of us would rather you just spit it out.
Ladies, don't play those games. Don't play the games. And this is very selfish of me. Don't play them because you're making it hard for me because I don't play the games. I don't know how to play them. I'm learning to flirt. I know how to do it if I wanted to.
If you want to get water, you know how to flirt. Yes.
The one time I flirted like that. Oh, I cringe about it. You know that, right?
I know.
Something to that level.
So when I tell you, Sarah, what do you think you deserve? Mm. What do you think you deserve?
Deserve? You know, I've never thought about that. Because I feel like that's entitlement.
Okay.
I feel like that mainly, I deserve this. I feel like that's walking around being entitled. I know what I want. I've never thought about that. Well, what maybe, do I deserve?
I don't know. If you're not ready to answer that, we can shelve this for another episode, but I'm curious.
What do you deserve, Damien?
I deserve someone that's not going to cheat on me. That's the first thing.
Yeah, me too. By the way, that's a main one. Yeah.
I deserve someone who is going to put into something as much as I'm willing to put into. If I choose to go down this relationship route again.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a bad dude. I'm not a great dude. I'm not a bad dude. I'm just the dude. Well, that guy, as my friends would say.
You're not that guy.
No, I'm not that guy over there. But look, man, be a good human and then everything's going to work itself out some way, shape, or form.
Is it wrong for us to walk around knowing what we deserve? Or should we walk around?
Thanks, Mass Fan. Thank you. Saying I'm a good dude. To answer your question, there is a thin line between knowing what you deserve and then having these bizarre expectations. Because everything I'll mention has to do with the internal. You'll never hear me say, I deserve to be with the hot redhead with the tattoos on her arm. That would be my other friend, or my former friend, Chris.
Is that a red flag for you, sir?
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about I would never say that. And by the way, brunette with tattoos, maybe yes. Okay, if you want to be technical.
Brunette with tattoos, maybe yes. Mm-hmm. You gonna make that exception with the tattoos there, sir?
I don't mind tattoos.
Then don't you tell me they're red flags anymore.
I never once said they were red flags. Who said they were red flags?
I'm going to get some receipts on this one and come back.
I said Donovan Sharp said that they were red flags.
Ew. Donovan
Sharp. Yeah, he's sacrilegious. But there is a fine line. There is a fine line between if you mention things that are intangible, I think that's okay. I think you can have that deserved mindset saying, look, you think you're a good person. You honestly feel you like I use this adage all the time. You don't burn down orphanages or kill bunnies type stuff.
Yeah.
You do good. You are good. You have good intentions. You have a good soul. Yes. I think all of us who fit those deserve to have someone just as good in our lives.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, now that I'm thinking about this, because I'm trying to think what she believes she deserves. She was thinking, on the level of, I deserve someone that makes six figures and makes more money than me. That was the other video.
Yeah, you are.
That
He's
was
on
the
timeout
other
video. Now.
Huh?
I put him on timeout.
Revenge. But that's one woman was like, you know, which is weird to me. This is a weird mindset. She made $30,000 a month. She had two kids and was divorced. Her husband left her. She created her own. She was successful. Mm-hmm. But she was she was at the end of her 30s. And she believed she deserved a man that was making more than her. Mm-hmm. And was an alpha male, and someone told her she did not deserve that. Now, when it comes to the money thing, I don't, that's a weird thing to be like, for me, I'm not chasing a guy for money, especially if I am making $30,000 a month. Why would you did that for yourself? You own that, you rock that. Why are you be grateful? Why are you looking for someone to make more than you? It's not a mindset I understand, at least. Not one I understand. And the alpha male thing, I guess that you have to determine what an alpha male actually is. I think everyone may have different standards of that. What is an alpha male, Damien?
Well, I'm just... Whenever I hear the term alpha male, I just think of gorillas, to be quite honest. But, you know, like gorillas in the jungle, beating their chest, unga unga. I mean, that might be a caveman, but same deal. Okay, alpha male. It is a noun, and if Mike B was here, this would be the word of the day. The dominant male animal in a particular group. A man tending to assume a dominant or domineering role in social or professional situations.
So a leader.
The alpha male is a real man's man, a warrior, a stand-up guy. It doesn't matter what you call him. He's the leader, like you just said. The guy others look to for motivation, inspiration, and often with a hint of jealousy. He's the man that women want without intention of being the center of attention. End quote.
That's asking for a lot. I get the desire of an alpha male. As a female, I'm not gonna lie. I get the desire for having an alpha male. Even though I tend to be a leader, I tend to be very dominant. It's more of I have to be in my situation. It's more of I'm a single mom. I was put in this position in a very crazy, radical way, and I had to be that alpha.
Yes.
It is not something I desire. Does that make sense?
And yeah, right.
I understand wanting. So is it okay to go around saying I deserve an alpha male?
If that's what you truly want. If that's what you truly desire.
Okay. If it's what I desire, yes. But does that mean I deserve it?
No.
That's what was interesting about these videos about what you do and do not deserve. And I was like, where's the line there of knowing your worth and putting too much worth into yourself? Like, I deserve this. You know, what is the line there?
Okay, Mass Fan says, I don't think the alpha male really does exist. They have insecurity problems.
I agree, because that's what I said, that I said that's asking for a lot. That's what I meant when he described the alpha male. I'm not sure there's a pure alpha male that exists. Everyone's got their flaws.
Of course.
Everyone's going to have their insecurities. You're not going to have this perfect alpha male. You're not.
So that doesn't intrigue you at all? The thought of being long-term with a beat in my chest, caveman, does not interest you at all?
It's not the beat my chest caveman. It's the leader. It's the leader that interests me. The one that's like, all right, I've got you. And this isn't financially for me. It's like, you're safe. Everything boils down to safety for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to make sure no one's going to hurt you. I've got you. Let's go on this journey. And on this journey, I'm going to keep you safe. And leader, and being a leader, because it gets exhausting. I mean, I don't sleep half the time because I'm sitting here trying to be a leader with my kids and making the right decision for myself and making the right decisions for my kids and making the right decisions for long-term thinking. And it's a lot. And the idea of having a leader come in and help lift that burden, yeah, I like the idea of that. Not a financial burden, a mental, like, hey, we're a team, we can do this together kind of thing.
Well, that's the whole thing about teammates and partnerships. We mm-hmm. talk about this all the time. People really get the term partnership confused mm-hmm. in terms of a relationship, because most people just see it as housework, and one person does the housework, one person goes and makes the money, like jobs. That's how they look at it, as a relationship job. I look at it just as we are functioning, two functioning individuals who have decided to bring our awesomeness together, and we want to make it work.
Yeah.
That's the partnership. The partnership is making the awesomeness work. If you came in as a money grubber, you go leave as a money grubber. There's no way I'm going to help you with that in terms of being a partner.
Yeah.
For instance, you said something the other day to me when you said, those are the reasons why you are one of the best people I know. I forgot what I said, but it was something along the lines of how I view human relationships and mm-hmm. leading people on and things of that nature. And I said, look, to paraphrase my own self, because I don't have what's in front of me, I basically said, all I know is that when it comes to me, treating people as a person first, as opposed to either a conquest, a body part, something to dominate, something to take advantage of, because we were talking about people who take advantage of friendships and relationships. I don't want to be that guy. But what good does that do for me to be this con artistry type of person just for my own benefit? It's a give take. That's what life is. A lot of give and take. It's flow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Topher and his wife. There's a lot of give and take. There's a lot of back and forth and flow.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, that's what I desire. Yes, I believe everyone deserves a teammate.
Mm-hmm. Discuss alpha females. They get bashed as bitches or rude.
Let's be clear. There are rude bitches. And I wouldn't consider them alpha females. They're just mouthy. That's not necessarily alpha female. Alpha female is someone that walks in and takes charge of the situation. Alpha female is someone, this is my personal definition, someone that will shut down things. Like, I walk in, someone's saying something, because I know I can be this way. If someone's saying something, like if a girl's coming up trying to talk to Damien, that I know he's not interested in, I can straight up shut it down and have no problem with it. And it can come across as rude. And yeah, it does come across as not attractive to men, apparently. Do I enjoy being an alpha female? No, but it's something I've been put in that role that I've had to do. Alpha females do come across as bitchy and cold. They do. I did a whole book on this, study on this about, what is it called? Can't remember, but we're talking, it talks about warmth and coldness, mm-hmm. and strength and meekness. And women are viewed as being, they want to have a little bit more warmth. And if they show too much strength, they lack the warmth. Men can show strength and no warmth, and it's still seen as okay in leadership. When women do the same thing, it is viewed awful, even if it's the exact same thing as men. And it's just how society is, how our brains naturally function. We actually can't, you can't help it. I mean, I'm the same way. If I see a female that's like cold, but doing the exact same thing as a man, I'm like, you're rude. And as a female, if you're going to be an alpha female and you're going to have to do that, you also have to learn to be warm as well. And it's harder work as a female, honestly, if you're going to be alpha, if you want to be alpha. Yeah. But if you're going to be an alpha female, you have to learn to be warm as well. And it's not an easy task.
I've been told I can be alpha male to the point of being a dick. I've been told that a few times. Here's the funny part about me. Because I've worked in human service and in being a therapist and a youth counselor my entire career and a coach, I know what it's like to be empathetic to people. I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
So in my personal life, I like to allow people to have say and choice in their own lives, because I say, hey, your life is your choice. Do with it what you will, mm-hmm. but stand by your choices. So what I have to deal with in my dating realm is people misconstrue that part of my life as me being passive, when in reality, I'm trying to respect you before I do what I need to do, and then you perceive it as if I'm walking all over you.
I would never call you passive. That is not a word I would use to describe you as.
And in every walk of my life, every step of my career, where I've had to make choices at work all the time, I've made the hard choices. And I'm sorry to tell y'all, ladies, there's going to be days where I come home and I don't want to have to make a choice about certain things. I make choices every day. Mm-hmm. I make choices at work. I make choices with my clients. You can handle, what do you want to watch, you know, on Netflix right now? You can handle that. You can handle, what do you want to eat? If I'm telling you, man, I don't care. As long as there's a protein and a little bit of vegetables and a carb, I'm good.
I feel personally attacked on this one, Damien.
You should be. You never seem cold, Sarah. Calling you a bitch is something that's just not in my lexicon. All I know is assertive. You could be irrational too. I don't know the word. The word means nothing to me.
What? The cold? What yeah. word? Well, thank you. I try not to be cold. I've tried very hard.
And Mass Fan just proposed to me. Bro, you know I love you. You know I love you.
Oh man. Yeah, irrational. There's triggers in me. Everyone's got their triggers. And there's certain things that just trigger me. And they usually involve, actually a lot of it involves dating. I'm triggered all the time right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Let me ask you a question, Sarah. What would a guy have to do to actually get you to actually go on a date?
I don't know. Here's the thing. This is how I operate. I tend to be friends first. And then when I'm safe with that person, all they have to do is ask.
So building up a rapport mm-hmm. with that person.
Mm-hmm. But what if
while you're building that rapport, he realizes, or you realize, you just don't want to go on a date with that person?
Then that's it. That's why you don't chase. You detach from it.
Brings it all back.
Brings yeah. back. And this is probably just for me, to be honest, because I've been put in way too many situations that are scary. So safe. We talk about it every episode. Safety is so huge for me. So I know I'm hesitant, and it's going to take a long time for me to go on a blind date. Actually, who was I talking to?
Blind date? People still do blind dates?
Oh, Jesse and someone else yesterday at the bar were like, Tommy and Jesse were like, oh, we're gonna set you up on a blind date. I was like, I don't think so. And they're like, oh no, and you're gonna wear a GoPro cam. I was like, this actually sounds like great content, but no.
I mean, if you're doing it for the show,
GoPro.
if you're doing it for the, why did you put the GoPro on your forehead?
That's what I'm gonna wear, the GoPro for this date. I'm gonna show off like that. Social experiment. Well,
that's fine. That's fine. Do it for the show. Blind dates are the devil.
I don't want to.
I have never been on a blind date before. Thank the universe. I never want to.
What? Okay. So what are these? What are these dating apps? Are those not blind dates? Technically, kind of.
You see what they look like.
Ugh.
Because you know the good old days of, oh, I got this perfect person for you. They have such a great personality.
That means, what is that code for, Damien?
It means they are not that attractive.
Oh man.
And I tell women all the time, if you're gonna try to hook me up with one of your friends, please don't lead off with my personality. Say a good physical attribute of mine.
I was trying to keep with someone was it yesterday? I was like, she's hot.
She had a boyfriend.
No, does she? No, she didn't.
The one you showed me yesterday?
Yeah, the one with one of my ex-boyfriend's ex-wives.
Oh yeah, that girl. Yeah, but you said she was crazy.
I don't know that she is. I don't know what happened in their marriage.
Oh, okay. Then no.
I have no idea what happened.
Good. No. I was referring to the girl playing Pac-Man that had a boyfriend. You were like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah, she was. Bro outreached his coverage, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, that's another thing we're going to talk about one day. Outkicking your coverage. That's what you commended me on. I said, oh, so is that the main goal, is to outkick your coverage? I never once said it was about looks. I said it was about the all-encompassing thing where you fill the gaps in terms of just balance.
I don't know how to balance.
Nope, we're not throwing up those hand signs, considering that you are a white woman. We're not throwing up that hand sign.
What are those hand signs? What did I just do? I was trying to be peaceful.
It could be misinterpreted as a pro-Trump racism far-right side. Look it up.
There's a hand sign for this?
Look it up.
Politics. Politics have become gangs. That's what's happened. They're all gangs.
And not like the good gangs in West Side Story where they dance and sing before they, you know, fight. Yes, Topher, you did outkick your coverage. I love you. You know it. But at the same token, you're suave and you have, what's the word? Charisma. So there's a balance there.
You know what? Okay. We need to be wrapping this up. But for a guy, charisma will outsell looks all the time. All the time. Always. For women, it doesn't work the same way.
Because you could be an above average looking woman and have a really good charisma. I didn't say personality. I said good charisma to draw people in. And it's like, oh, I want to get to know more about this person. Oh, they're kind of hot because they're mysterious and XYZ. So.
But you said above average looking. Men can be below average looking and have charisma and it'd be attractive. They'd be attractive. The charisma will.
I'm only speaking for me.
That's what I'm saying. Women, men can be below average looking and have charisma and get all of the women. Women cannot. Women cannot.
Facts.
Women, if they're below average but still have charisma, it's like, oh, she's one of the dudes. She's cool. I'll be friends with her. But it's not a, oh, she's intriguing. I want to date her. She may be below average, but she's got charisma. It doesn't work that way.
Because men don't say, hey, look at the sexy charisma on that girl.
No. It's all physical. All physical. Women is not as much physical.
And I think part of that's a lie too, but we'll save that for another episode.
I don't know. We'll say.
No. I refuse to believe that a woman is going to meet a short, fat, bald dude and be like, you know what? I want him to slide his meat sack all up in me. I don't think he's ever going to say that.
if they can make her laugh, if they have charisma, and they, I'm dead serious. I see it all the time. You want to know how men outkick their coverage? Have a great sense of humor.
I was going to say have a big penis, but okay.
I
I disagree with that just because of the women I dated before my wife. Well, from what you've told me, dude, like, I know the women you've dated. So again, your charisma does help, but it wasn't right off the bat where they saw you, and you probably were dancing in the club, if I remember correctly, where they saw you and they said, oh, I want to suck his dick because he's dancing in the club.
I will tell you 100%, personality will win the day. It will win the day what it overlooks. There have been men in my life multiple times. Actually, my ex-husband, I was not attracted to him at all when we first met. And then I got to, well, thought I got to know him. And we, when we were at college, and his personality and his charisma came out, and I was like, okay. And then he grew a beard, which made a difference for me because I'm weird with hair. So, like, that's what sold it for me. There was also another guy I found extremely attractive. I was like, dang. And then he opened his mouth, and for whatever reason, all attractiveness went out the window. There was.
Did he sound like a Neanderthal?
No, he kind of sounded like this. It was no charisma. It was a lot of insecurity. And he's a great guy. He's a great guy. Still friends with him. But the insecurity, for me, made him less attractive. His charisma will win the day.
You know, for a long time, I didn't think I had any.
Really?
Yeah.
I only know this version of Damien, though.
I tell people all the time, I'm actually shy. But people don't believe me when I say that.
No.
Lauren says her mom has always judged the guy she's dated because they were all ugly to her, but they all been super attractive to me. Personality can be very sexy as well.
Personality can be very sexy. Listen, your parents are going to have different tastes than you and men. I will tell you. So my brothers, if they listen to this, they're going to hate it. All my brothers married women that look like either me or my mom.
Oh, that's a Patreon episode, man.
But my sisters and I date people that look very different from our brothers and our parental figures. They look very different, completely different ethnicity.
Oh, well, yeah, but let's not go there. We'll save that for another day.
I don't think my family listens to my show at all. My dad does every now and again.
Yeah, your dad does.
My dad does.
So I think we have to kind of end it early. We just realized the time, and you know, we both have things we have to do. Sorry, y'all. I would have thought I would have had more time, but yeah, we got to get to work. And thank you as always for tuning in. This is Damien's Advocate. Find the show on all your streaming platforms at Damien G Show or Damien's Advocate on Instagram. I love you guys. Without you, there is no us. And remember, say no to dick pics. And don't send dick pics.
Agree.